We have my guest right now, and I want to get to her. Dr. Marina Ashade is with me, and she's an author and an economics professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. And there's so many things I'd like to talk to the doctor about, so I need to get to her. Hold on, calls. I need to talk to my guest, and I'll get back to your calls. Dr. Ashade, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
I absolutely appreciate it. Sorry for we were not able to get to you at the very top of the show there.
No, I'm very sorry about that. That was my fault.
So many things I want to talk to you about. I know you deal with gender issues, and your website is marinaashade.com. And you found on Twitter and other places. I want to ask first, are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
You're not a Christian?
I'm a Unitarian. So if you consider a Unitarian a Christian, I'm a Unitarian. But I'm not really quite sure that they're the same thing.
What is a Unitarian? I don't know what that is.
Well, that's actually interesting, because at one point in time in the United States, Unitarianism was the most common religion. Many of the founding fathers were Unitarians. Thomas Jefferson was a Unitarian. So it used to be a very common religion, but it became unpopular over time. So there's less Unitarianism as there was in the past, but there's still Unitarianism around. So that's the religion that I belong to.
Is it the same thing as a Freemason?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It goes back. The Unitarians go back, you know, to the year 300. They've been around for quite a while. The Unitarianism in the U.S. actually grew out of the Protestants in the U.S., turned into Unitarians very, very long time ago.
Oh, okay. Do they believe in God?
So the Unitarianism is a religion that believes it's non-creedal. So there's no doctrine. So there is nothing that any one individual has to believe. So Unitarians have a variety of different beliefs. It's really up to the Unitarian.
Amazing. I wanted to ask, now that men are becoming weak and allow women to, you know, men are becoming beta males and allow women to take over, I noticed that at least here in America, the country is going to hell in a handbasket because women don't make logical decision. They tend to be more mental and emotional, and they make their decisions based on their emotions, which always turned out wrong. And they're starting to take over our government. They are destroying the children. Men are afraid to stand up to them. What would you recommend to men to do in order to take back their rightful place in life so that they can guide the woman?
Well, I mean, I think you probably know that I don't agree with most of that, right, Jesse? You knew enough about me coming into with this knowing that I didn't agree with you on that. But I will say this, and this is that, first of all, there are lots of men in your country who are very successful, who are happily married, have families, have wonderful jobs, who continue to do the things that all the men have done. But, you know, your economy has changed. And you are in a situation where there's lots of men who, you know, haven't achieved the things that they want to achieve in life. And it's harder for those men, right?
Yes.
But that's an economic problem.
Right.
You know, that's a problem of people who, you know, have been traditionally working in industries that have disappeared. People who don't have the technical skills to survive in the new economy. You know, it really is an economic problem.
So right? Is the solution for that is for married men to keep their wives at home, because that will open up the job market even more so, because one of the reasons that there are not as many jobs for men is that they're allowing these women to take over the jobs, which is abnormal. So is the solution for men to stay home? I mean, women to stay home?
So Jesse, you know, I'm an economist and I actually look at the data. So the things I believe aren't just based on my personal beliefs.
Right.
And I know for a fact that women moving into the workforce has not shifted men out of the workforce.
No, that's not true. In America, they have done that.
It's true everywhere. And in fact, if you had more women working in America, you would have more jobs, not fewer jobs.
No, that's not true. What it is, Doctor, I didn't I didn't know you felt that way. But what it is that as women, these women are being catered to, and they're being given these jobs even when they're not qualified for them. They're not built for those jobs. And men are being pushed aside. And it's natural for men to work, not natural for women to work. And so men are suffering because women are being catered to and given these jobs that normally a job meant for men.
You understand that promoting this agenda is hurtful to men as well as to women, right?
In what way? No, I don't. In what way?
You are. This agenda only hurts men.
In what way?
Because you're telling men that they are victims. But they're not victims.
By allowing these women to take over? Are they victims by allowing the women to take over, or are they victims?
Sir, would you like to talk to me about the things that I discussed with your producer before the show?
Let's see here.
Because I'm not really interested in discussing men's rights activist agenda. But, so if you don't want to talk about my personal expertise, then we could maybe wrap up here.
I was told that you didn't want to talk political talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not political, that's concern of economics. And what I'm asking you, are you saying that men are victims because they allow women to take over? Or if they were strong, they would not be victims?
You're the one who's saying that men are bitching. I'm not saying that.
You said that I saw that they're victims, right?
I said you're treating them like victims.
In what way, doctor?
Because you're acting like somehow they're victims to the fact that women are now employed. That they're not responsible for their own situation in life. That makes them a victim, right?
Right.
And that I refuse to see men that way. I think men are very, very capable, and I don't see them as victims.
So my producer's telling me something here. They said you didn't want to talk politics. The topics were agreed on. Women are more unhappy than ever today. So you want to talk about those things, right?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to talk to anything that's within my expertise because, you know, I'm a PhD economist who works in one of the best economics departments in the world. I don't really want to talk about the men's rights activist agenda because you're just perpetuating stereotypes about men, which I think are really unfortunate and not particularly fair.
But
to men, not fair to men.
I think I have a better issue now, a better idea of what you want to talk about. But if we don't admit that men are beta, not all men, but most men are beta males.
I'm not going to have the beta alpha man because, you know, that's part of an agenda, right? You know, that is an agenda. The beta alpha man thing is an agenda. I don't really want, I'm not here to perpetuate your agenda on this issue. So no. we can either talk about marriage, maybe talk about the future of marriage, or we could just simply be done here. Your producer asked me about 6 times to be on this show, and I was actually very reluctant.
And why?
Because I think that if I'm as your guest, I should be treated with respect. If you're not going to do that, we could just be done.
So let me just ask, Daniel, are these questions that you have for me the ones that you want to talk about? Okay. So he's telling me, doctor, that you agreed upon gender issues, marriage, family, and sex robots, right?
Right, but I'm an economist, so I want to talk about them from an economist perspective.
Oh, okay.
Which is based on facts and evidence, not based on loose notions that are not supported by fact.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the family first then, family issues. Do you agree with me that the reason that the families are not working now is that men are not leading their wives and children in the right way? Women can't look up to men anymore.
What makes you think that families aren't working? Surrounded by family.
Because
working.
What I've noticed is that as women take over, the kids end up on drugs, they end up in jail, they end up having sex before marriage or having babies out of wedlock.
Actually, that's great. Let's talk about teenage births. That's something that I actually know a lot about.
Okay.
So in your country, the United States has the highest teen birth rate among all of the developed countries, but it has fallen almost by half in the last 10 years.
Right.
So it's falling dramatically. So that's number one. Number two Is it other countries in the world where their women have even more freedom than they have in the United States? Those in those countries, they have really, really low teen births, very, very low births outside of marriage. So in countries like Canada, where I live, where we have a lot of gender equality, you actually have fewer births outside of marriage. We have very few people who go to prison in this country. So I don't think that those social problems that you describe are the result of women working.
Well, one of the reasons, well, the primary reason that we have so many kids being born out of wedlock is because the men are not really being the head of the wife. They're not guiding the woman and the children in the right way to go. And a lot of these women who are married are turning the children away from their fathers. And that's the worst thing that can happen to boys and girls. Because
you know that if children are born out of wedlock, there was a man who participated in that too, right?
Right, but
that's not just a woman. She's not the only one in that, right? He clearly met her making that choice as well. So what about the decision of men to have sex outside of marriage and have children outside of marriage?
You make a very good point. What I try to get men to understand and what most men don't understand is that they should not have sex out of wedlock. They should only wait until marriage so that they can raise their children in the right way to go. Because to have children out of wedlock, they're going to suffer in so many different ways. And in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, men didn't allow women to seduce them to have sex out of wedlock because they understood how their children would suffer for that. Do you agree with me that a marriage is a married man and woman with children, other than that, is not a family?
Sorry,
I mean, a family is
a lot of your male listeners finding themselves being seduced by women?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Right.
They don't want to have sex, but women are just throwing themselves at them, and that's why they're having sex?
Well, they want to have sex, those who are addicted to sex. Women are like sex dealers, and men are sex addicts. And a lot of men are unable to say no to sex because they use sex in the same way an addict would use alcohol, drugs, or money, or friendship, or anything else. Do you agree with that?
No, because the psychological literature, the work done by psychologists, say there's no such thing as a sex addiction.
Well, believe them. Those people are nutty people. They have degrees. They're nut cases. They're not going to tell you the truth.
Okay. So can we wrap it up here? Because I'm an academic. I believe in facts and evidence. I read literature. I'm well informed. I'm not just making my decisions and my theories based on, you know, how I feel or my personal beliefs. I actually make decisions based on evidence. So you can't ask me, do you believe this is true, when I know that it's not true, because it's not.
But
right?
Not all facts are true, right?
Right. No, all facts are in fact true. Facts are true. That is what makes a fact a fact.
What is a family? How would you define a family?
A family is what anybody wants their family to be.
See, that's not a fact. I mean, that's a fact, but it's not true.
Okay.
A family is a married man, woman, and a married man and woman with children. Wouldn't you agree? Anything else is not a family.
No, and then what is a woman who is alone with children? Is that a family?
Did her husband die or something?
Does it matter?
If she were married and her husband died, it's a family. But if she had it out of wedlock or just living with some guy, it's not a family. Or, it's only a family when the couple is married. You would agree to that, right?
No.
Why not?
Of course not. That's absurd to say that. It's absurd to say that a woman living with children. What about a man living with children?
I mean,
are they a family?
Same thing. If he were married and made those children and the wife died, it's a family. But if the wife is still living. But if he made those children out of wedlock, it's not a family.
Okay. So I think that we should wrap this up. You know, sir, my time is valuable.
Well, doctor, I know we got started.
I like to speak to people on the level in which I am informed. And I'm not going to sit here and have a moral discussion with you about what is and what is not a family. You are entitled to your opinion on that. But that is not what is in the law. It's not part of our culture. And my guess is the majority of Americans would not agree with you that a woman with children is not a family.
No, majority of America agrees with me. Dr. Marina Ashad, thank you so much, Shade. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.